Welcome back to the Pop Punk Emo Supremo Podcast. It is season three time, baby.
All right.
Why are you quiet?
Are you going to introduce me?
Yeah, I guess. We got Rope Dog.
It's been a long time since I've been. It's been a while.
Since I last talked on the podcast. Nailed it. And then you got me, Hunter.
That's Hunter.
That's me.
It's over there.
Pretty common guy on the show.
Pretty common guy. That's
I believe he's been on the show every single time.
He's been on the show more than I have.
Have I?
Yeah, because you traded me out for Batch.
Oh, yeah, it's true. That's a very accurate statement.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so this is another fun thing. It's our one-year anniversary, Roper.
Hooray!
Today, this releases, it was a whole fucking year of podcasts.
Yes.
That's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
It's a nice milestone for us.
Yeah. You know what it is for me? It's like just a whole bunch of like memories and like how we built a community and people share their music with us.
Yeah.
We've made friends and, you know, shout out to everyone that was a part of this.
Yeah. And who has supported us throughout this whole thing.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you.
We do. It was also Roper's birthday yesterday.
It was a good day.
It was a great
Saturday
birthday.
Night. We sang some karaoke this year.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got kicked out of the bar this year.
That is a plus from last year.
That is a big positive.
And then what else happened?
We took pictures yesterday.
We did. We took pictures. So, those will be happening one day.
Yeah. We took pictures for Hunter's EP, and then we snuck in a little podcast pictures. So.
Yeah. I told my photographer, listen here.
Listen here, Ben.
I need some podcasts and photos too, because the last ones are old and not good. So
yep.
It is time to update, baby.
New year, new photographer.
What up? It's like a little bit of shitting on the last girlfriend. It's fine. Anyway.
Subtle jab.
So we got our top five releases we've missed this year. Yeah. Not this year. This
in
break.
Our absence.
In our absence. We were gone. We expected to come back 2 weeks later. It said it was like 2 months.
Yes.
We had some shit happen to us.
I had a lot of shit happen to me.
Yeah, Roper had it a little bad.
Yeah.
So, from the bottom of my heart, rest in peace, Roper's grandpa.
Thank you.
He was one of the first people that got our merch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he is forever glued onto our Instagram.
Yes.
That's cool. So, yep. In remembrance.
Yeah.
And then on a brighter side, we like Roper took a lot of trips. I think he saw some shows.
I've been to more concerts in 2021 than I did in 2019 before the pandemic even started.
That's nuts and awesome. They're all happening at once. And it's driving me nuts.
I honestly like, I'm not sick of them yet.
You're not?
Yeah, because back when it was more available and we weren't worried about the pandemic. I was like, man, I'd stand at a concert and I'd be like, man, I can't wait for this to get over.
Yeah. When the main act shows up, if I'm not like completely invested in them, I'm like, I might go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So doesn't mean we don't like live music. Just means that we're old now.
Yeah. Especially
me. Mm-hmm. Roper's really old, but he's 29 now.
Yeah. I saw a lot of great bands play. I saw a lot of genres that I never expected that I would see. Yeah. Cool. I saw a Mongolian band with our friend Brian.
That was nuts.
That was great.
I was not there, thank God.
Yeah, you wanted to come, but
I think I do. I think I just chilled that day. You guys were like, we're going to a concert. I'm like, oh, let's go get food.
Well, you thought about coming with us, then we saw the tickets were all sold out.
Well, no, they were like selling for like 100-some bucks.
Because they're all sold out, yeah. Not for the Who. Mongolian Who.
okay. And then, And then, I recorded my EP.
You did.
I've been very excited about that. Went to New Jersey and then Connecticut to see one of my besties from college.
Yeah.
So with all this combined, it was almost impossible for us to start up a little bit earlier. But what a better day than the one-year anniversary.
Exactly.
Hey.
So,
Roper, should we get into the singles of the week?
Let's get into our new releases.
So a bit of a disclaimer before we start this. These are releases that just happened.
Yep. Releases
just came out Friday.
Releases that came out on November 5th.
Mm-hmm. Or a little before. Sometimes now they're releasing music on like Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, yeah.
Which is kind of weird, but
hey, I'll take it.
You want to hit us off, Rope?
I'll hit us off. I chose Youth Fountain's new album, Keepsakes and Reminders.
I've heard good things.
It's very good. It was kind of a tie for me almost. I almost picked Heart Attack Man's new EP.
Oh, well, what song do you recommend off this one?
Off this one, I pick Take One Capsule a Day. We all scream and shout. We want to be someone else. So how can we practice this act of self-love? It's on me. It's on us. To learn how we can trust. We'll be fine if we let ourselves start to adjust. Is this train of thought? I'm gonna let myself run. I'm still holding on all alone. My sights almost up. I really love what he's doing and how he's not afraid to talk about his mental health struggles, and it makes music super relatable to people who struggle with things like that. Like, I've been going through a tough time the past 2 months, like said earlier, and this album actually really helped me. Even when he was putting out the singles for this album, they've actually helped me out quite a bit. So I really appreciate this album, and what better week to come out than on my birthday week?
What up?
Yeah.
Good birthday week for you.
Yeah.
And then, so Roper chose this for me, but I would have chosen it anyway.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell released a song called In Love in Various Rooms.
We don't need your congrats.
I love this song.
Dude, the whole album so far is great. I bought it.
You pre-ordered it?
I pre-ordered it with a sweater. Very excited. Anytime Dan releases, I don't even care what it is, he just releases an album of farts. I'm like, click.
We should have checked the local record stores to see if they released it early.
Yeah, that was like a big thing.
That was insane.
They released it way early.
It was like in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, I think the reason why they held off on releasing it is because they were having a kid.
Yeah.
So Dan's on kid number two now, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And I think because this was a little project he did for a lot of people, like paid him to do personal songs.
Yeah.
And then he asked for permission from everyone. Everyone was super cool about it, which makes complete sense to me. And then he gets to release this cool album.
Yeah.
I'm curious what he does with like going forward with his solo stuff.
Yeah.
He has that amazing Taylor Swift cover. I think it's just random shit he does that he doesn't really attach a name to.
Yeah. Like he made that whole Friday Night Lights concept album with Ace Enders. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
If you like that show, I would recommend that.
I've never watched the show, but I like the music.
Yeah. Show's really good.
I'm sure it only makes the music better.
Oh, yeah, you kind of understand what he's talking about. So I'm definitely going to have to pre-order that now.
And then what else we got, Robert?
We have Heart Attack Man's Thoughts and Prayers EP. I was not expecting this to be as good as it actually was.
I've heard Doug's really into Heart Attack
Man. I heard that song Old Enough to Die, and, like, I've seen him pop up on social media and stuff. And then I heard the song Pitch Black a couple weeks ago, which is stay tuned for later in this episode. But really blown away by their sound and like the content that he talks about in this EP is some pretty heavy stuff. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I have such like a weird history with like heavy music. I either love or hate it.
Yeah,
there's really no. I'm curious if it's like based off how it sounds or if I had to be in the right mood, it doesn't come out the right time for me.
Yeah,
but I'll actually give this a chance. I haven't got the chance to listen to it yet.
Yeah, you should definitely check it out.
And then my favorite named band, CU Space Cowboy.
Yeah.
The Romance of Affliction. Tell me about this one. That's an album.
They just put out a new album. My cousin Darby,
I know he loves this.
Is a big CU Space Cowboy fan. I didn't realize they put this album out on Friday. I've heard some stuff from when he and I would take our lunches together at work. We'd listen to a little bit of it, but they are kind of like a throwback to like that 2000 early to late or like mid to late 2000s. Like I would say early 2000s screamo style music. So they remind me of a lot of early Seosin and early. Fuck, I can't remember what that band is.
I like that one.
Never mind.
Oh, well,
we did our best. Oh, early Skylit Drive.
Oh, okay.
But they're way heavier than a Skylight
Drum. I was gonna say I don't really think of them as heavy as much.
Yeah.
I mean, not that they're not, but
I'm talking about like a Skylit Drive's like first EP that they put out.
Because I remember listening to like earlier Steve Space Cowboy, and yeah, it just wasn't for me, which yeah, is so disappointing because I really love the name of the band.
Yeah, I think this album's like, from what I've heard of it, it's really fucking good. So I enjoy it.
I might give it a listen.
It's
just
like
to be, just for the namesake.
It falls under the Supremo category in our
yeah,
in our
like
name,
emo
and Supremo. So yep. That's kind of, or that's most, or that's all of our releases.
That's all, folks.
I haven't done this in a couple weeks.
That's okay.
Months,
we get back
so
in the groove and the yeah, jam, my man. Yeah. So we always thank the Pop Punkers on Reddit.
Yes.
Make sure to mention Spotify playlist.
Oh yeah,
we have one of those.
We do. I haven't updated it since before we left, but this week that's a project for me.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna have new music on there. We take it very seriously. We like release or put a lot of music on there.
I think I'm just gonna delete the whole thing and start it all over.
Oh,
from
a fresh
scratch.
Take.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. New season, new playlist.
Big moves.
Yep.
From Rope Dog. I like it. Are you ready to get on to our list?
Let's get on it.
Our top five releases we've missed. So this is since September 15th or 16th, I think, is when we
yes,
our last episode was. So anything that was released after that qualifies for this beautiful list that we've conjured up. Roper, if you'd like to do the honor.
Oh,
I'd
get
love to
start.
Hear your first one.
I get a friggin' start. I'm wearing my Boston shirt under this. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not, but I'll join in.
Yeah, so my first song that I picked, I almost missed this song entirely. I'm glad that I went back and checked all
the lists. Yeah.
All the lists. This is Bowser's Castle by Belmont. Why push me off the edge when I'll just go jump off myself? Won't need your help, don't worry. I can sink or swim, no doubt. My thoughts are turning blurry. It's the fear of missing out. I don't think you understand the way that I used to drag around. Yeah, it released October 29th. It's a single. And I was absolutely blown away by this single when I first heard it.
Are they like progressing as a band? I haven't had a chance.
I feel like they are progressing. I feel like every time I hear something new from them, I get a little more on that hype train of Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
And it like made me really excited to fucking hear them play this when we see them later this month.
Yeah, every time I think of Belmont, I have two thoughts in my head. A band that is going to become something that I love soon.
Yeah.
I feel like, not that they're bad by any means, but they're not something I, like, go back to very often.
Yeah.
And they have great artwork.
Yes. I think these guys are progressing in the right direction. They're not afraid to try something completely new.
Mm.
Not saying, like, there's still that easy core chugging guitar riffs in this,
mm-hmm,
but they have this, like, I don't know how to describe the like lead guitar on this, but it's mm-hmm, almost like there's like laser beams.
Okay.
It's like,
pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, it's fucking phenomenal. And
okay, I'm excited now.
The video for it too is actually pretty cool because it's all in like 8 or like 16 bits, like a Super Nintendo game.
I know that's like your guilty pleasure.
Oh, yeah. So I heard this. I'm like, Bowser's Castle, hmm. And I, like, right away, it starts off with this gnarly riff, and I'm like, oh, all right, I'm back.
He's back,
I'm
baby.
Coming back, baby.
Ooh.
Like I said, they just keep getting better with everything they put out, and that's not a bad quality to have as a young, progressing band. I've, like, kind of followed them on and off since, like, 2015-ish.
Yeah.
2015, 2017. Right
somewhere
around mm-hmm, when they put out Overstepping, and I heard that song, and I'm like, the lyrics in that song are, like, phenomenal, and then the guitar work, everything about it was great, and then I kind of fell off when they put out their debut album, but I feel like this is going to bring me back to Belmont, and I definitely will be coming back to this song a lot.
Nice. Cool.
So,
all right, you ready for mine?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Mine's a little something special. We got the song Friday, I'm in Love. I don't care if Monday's blue. Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Oh, I almost picked this one.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Good. Thank God you didn't, because I was struggling on my last one.
Yeah.
This is the cover that released September 16th. Obviously, a single by Broadside.
Yeah.
I was actually shocked you didn't, because I know how much you love Broadside.
I love Broadside.
Broadside's great. I think it was a fun release for Broadside.
Oh, yeah.
The vocals, like, really put me in. And, I'd love for them to do a cover record. Like, they just do covers.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good...
Or something?
Yeah. Because, like, if you go back onto, like, Oliver's YouTube and stuff, like, from back before he started on Broadside, he was always putting out covers and like, vocal covers, playing, like, ukulele covers and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he draws from a lot of his inspirations. Like, I know he's a big fan of, like, new wave music, like, this song, and then, like, bands like Joy Division and stuff. Like, he just appreciates everything, which is what I really love about the guy.
Like, yeah, Oliver, incredibly talented.
Yes.
And I think... putting his, like, I don't want to say that, like, they're, like, incredibly unique, but, like, they're very well done vocals.
Yeah, he brings, like, a more so, like, R&B and soul style to pop.
Yeah,
punk.
A little bit of a bump, kind of, or, like, very rhythmic-y, like, not challenged. It's just rhythmically pleasing.
If you, like, ever see him play his song, like, play any of his music live, I always feel like it's different every time, but it's, like, a good way. Like, he just does these vocal runs.
I remember
that
you telling,
like,
me that.
Absolutely insane. Because I've seen him play acoustic once, and that was great. And then I saw him full band the next time, and it was good soup.
No, the TikTok great. Has invaded.
Sorry.
It's all right. I do wish that he would have changed the song a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, you know, kind of gave it a little different flair. It was very, musically, was very close to
The original.
The instruments. Yeah, exactly. But it was a good and unexpected song release.
Yeah, I was not expecting it at all. It's very pleasant.
So the question we ask at the end of these is, do you think we'll come back to this? I said, honestly, probably not.
Oh.
But maybe when I'm in a cover mood.
Yeah.
You know, I'll probably pull this up when I'm, like, looking at pop punk covers and shit.
Yeah.
I don't, like, see myself in, you know, 6 months, like, being like, oh, I gotta listen to that song. You know what I mean?
What if you're having a bad day and it's a Thursday and you're like, tomorrow...
Well, see, here's
Friday,
my thing. Like,
and I'm in love.
If I'm gonna look at, like, covers by pop punk musician, honestly, the 4 Year Strong cover album always comes to mind. And
Newfound Glory.
I was trying to get that in my mouth. Newfound Glory covering those Smash Mouth songs.
What?
Yeah, they covered Accidentally in Love. Maybe that's not by Smash.
That's
Mouth.
Counting Crows.
That's the same thing.
You're thinking about Shrek.
Are they in Shrek? Yes.
You're thinking
it's
about
a Smash
Shrek.
Mouth song. I don't care. But that's what I had to say.
Shrek is love.
Good song, Broadside. Good soup.
Yeah. All right. My number two is Pitch Black.
Oh my God, it's all happening again. Promise myself I wouldn't go back.
September 24th, it was a single from the band Heart Attack Man. It's from the EP that I just talked about.
Ooh.
I was really drawn to this release when it came out. I think I had seen it on TikTok.
Mm.
And for some reason, I just started, or like, I found him, the lead singer, on TikTok. And I'm like, he looks kind of familiar, and then I saw it says Heart Attack Man on him. Like, oh, makes sense. But he just kept playing this in, like, every video that I had on there. And then I started listening to the song more and breaking down, like, the lyrics and stuff, and made my own little, like, interpretation of it. And, like, the song came out, like, right after my grandpa had just passed. So, like, I felt like, oh, here it comes again, like, rock bottom. And so...
That sucks, dude. I'm sorry that happened to you.
But it also helped me kind of get out of it. It's like in the song, he's like, rock bottom, pierces its head again. I don't know. And then it goes like, oh my God, it's all happening again. Promise myself I wouldn't go back, but here I am. So I kind of like stuck to the promise myself I wouldn't go back and tried to make the best out of a lot of situations that were dealt to me in the past couple months. So this song has really helped me.
That's so good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. I didn't want to make this super sad, so.
No, dude, sad is welcome. This is the emo supremo
Yeah. But I think the song's just about like getting stuck in a relationship where you're like, I don't want to go back, but here I am, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think everyone's done that a few times. Yeah.
It's really fucking catchy, even though it's like kind of dark. Mm. I think I will come back to it. I'm really digging their new EP, so.
Yeah, and I've heard good things. I need to give this band another listen.
So. Yeah, they're a band that kind of grew on me within like the past year. Yeah, time. Yeah, very unique. All right, and that's all I had to say about that.
Oh boy, well I got something. We got something heavy.
Ooh.
On the album, I'm gonna recommend the song "Ram Dass Dick Pics."
Ooh.
Two earplugs, an owl, dead bug, a black cat mid-sneeze, an old picture of me, snake plant slippers and house keys, the couch I slept on most of 2019, the clang of the gate, my feet on the way, the door where my vices stay, the recycling plant, an unwashed man, pretty soon a little Debbie in my hand.
I haven't listened to this yet.
Let me get into it here.
Yeah, go for it.
Came out September 17th, like right after we released our last episode.
Yeah.
Clearly it's an album, and the artist is You, Me, and Everyone We Know, one of my faves. So, you know, I gotta say, I think this album has some of the best songs of the band's career, such as like Fine and Something Heavy, but you've heard both those songs previously on this podcast. So I was trying to give you something different. I do feel like this album is a tad bit of a letdown. Some of the production with the large instruments and in previous albums, they're not here. Like it seems like a much simpler album, and maybe that's what he was going for.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Is it heavy?
Some of it. Some of it's like. It's kind of like, I think it really goes back to his lyricism.
He's like phenomenal when it comes to that.
Yeah, though. I either really love it. Or, like, I don't relate with it at all.
Yeah.
So, I think that's where a lot of problems with this. Instrumentally, I think there was some really cool parts on this record. And then a lot of it, I think, kind of let me down a little bit. It was a very, like, all-over-the-place record. It wasn't like Something Heavy, which I've listened to a million times, which is kind of what the vibe I expected from the record since it was
named after that. I thought this was... Oh, okay.
That's the song.
The song. Okay, mm-hmm. You confused me.
Yeah. He always has like these weird parts in songs I either really dig or don't.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it was a mixed bag. Like,
okay.
I definitely, I guess what it comes down to is I see myself coming back to some of these songs more than others, but I hope I may find some more appreciation for the other songs.
That yeah.
I didn't quite get to. There was a record today I was listening to. Oh, it was Hot Mulligan's newest release. That I was listening to again today, and I was like, you know what, I enjoy this a lot more than when I first listened.
I had to let that EP like sit for a little bit.
Yeah,
and like, there's a lot of songs in it that I like really relate to on it now, and like, I love it. I don't. It's not You'll Be Fine, but
yeah, I think it's like a few steps before You'll Be Fine. I like
yeah.
their first record. I think the first and their second record like really.
They're
tie with me.
So good.
Yeah, I honestly like. They're always gonna hold a special place.
Yeah, that's another band like Belmont where it's like they get almost better every release,
mm-hmm.
minus what you just said. But like their EP is like really good. I feel like these
it
were.
Is.
I feel like there were songs that like after they released that record, they still were writing, and then something had happened like behind the scenes because. This is only speculation, but like,
yeah, we don't know anything.
Yeah, lead singer was engaged to be married, and I feel like it was like broken off.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then they ended up like parting ways with their bass player too.
Yeah,
I feel like there's a little something to do with either or situation. But if you kind of listen to the lyrics, like, and that's just my mind taking it that way. Of like, I feel like there was a breakup that happened. And, like, he was, like, reflecting off of that breakup.
Well, that EP, I mean, seven songs, so you can classify his album EP.
Is it seven?
I think it's seven. Either way, it came out extremely quick.
Yeah.
After the second album. So it's like, why, like, it just seemed like off the wall. Like, why did you decide to do it?
Yeah.
The two thoughts come to my head. It's three, either it's a bunch of B-sides that they decided to throw together and they made a little bit better after the release.
I was kind of thinking
they
that
learned a few things.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking that too.
What you said with the breakup, or they were trying to capitalize on the, well, cause they knew that tours were coming back. So like, well, yeah, let's release something to go on tour with rather than then, sit and go off the second record that yeah, people have already digested.
Because the second record came out early 2020, so it was like right around when the pandemic broke out. So I think they maybe played one drive-in show with Knuckle Puck, and yep, that was the only time that they were able to play that. So I'm like really surprised.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. I saw them Valentine's Day, and they played a few singles off of
yeah,
if I remember right. but I don't think it was out by then.
No, because it came out in March.
Yeah.
Yeah. And goddamn, that record's so good.
It's a great record. It's hanging in my on my wall somewhere. It's,
the flag's hanging up on my bedroom wall, and the record is either on or off my turntable right now. I can't remember.
Mm.
But
good choice. Anyway, yeah, back to You Mean Everyone Knows record. Very confusing to me. Loved a lot of it. Yeah. Didn't like a lot of it. Well, didn't not like I like actively disliked it, but it was just not something that I wanted from them.
Yeah,
I feel like they really reign supreme with their like upbeat fast songs.
Yeah.
But that's also what I'm partial to. So
yeah,
I bet a lot of people had a lot of great feelings towards the more slower and I don't know, like I feel like they're extra wordy and meaningful, maybe some meanings that like I didn't relate to or,
yeah,
you know, there's just a lot there. So something heavy here. anyway, so that's how I feel. What's your next one?
My next one is 400-pound back squat, but the song that I picked was A Cowboy's Heavy Load. How can I feel free?
Listen to this, actually.
This came out October 1st. It's an EP from Bill Murray. The EP is called 400-pound Back Squat. I was not expecting this EP to come out at all. Like, because he
right?
put out, well, it's been a year since Eggy came out.
Sure.
And so I wasn't like, I was scared this follow-up wasn't going to be like, at, like once I saw that he was announcing the EP, I'm like, man, I don't know if he's going to top Eggy Pocket because that was a fucking solid EP, but I think like after it came out and I listened to it all the way, it's different than Eggy Pocket. So like mm-hmm. it's a little more, I don't know, everything he puts out is super experimental.
Yeah,
with
very impressed with that.
Yeah, I can't even describe, like you can't put his music into a box and say like, oh, this is metal or
whatever.
Yeah,
it's got a little bit of everything.
It blends everything. And like after he started doing the Hog Crankers Ball, the live album, like he started leaning towards into this cowboy persona, which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, love it.
And so like this song, the guitar solo in it has a little bit of twang on it, and I was like, this surprisingly fits. But I'll go back to the beginning of this song. It starts off with fucking pan flutes in the beginning of it.
He loves the flute.
It's amazing.
I'm not a flute guy, but like,
but it works.
I didn't say it didn't work. Yeah. I just said I'm
not a flute guy. I'm not a flute guy either, but this fucking worked perfect.
Yeah.
Like it draw, like right when it starts, because it kind of starts off with like almost like a clean, like, bing, in it, bam, bam, and then it goes. And it goes right into the pan flutes. I'm like, oh, I like this a lot.
getting excited over
yeah,
here.
It was like, I was very blown away by this EP. Like, I was not expecting something this good to come out right after he just put out. Like, you normally they put out like one or two songs after they put out like an EP or something. Like,
sure.
I just wasn't ready for it, I should say. Like, but I feel like I just love how he's like not afraid to experiment with new sounds, like I said earlier. It keeps the band like fresh, which is like a good idea if you want to progress as a musician. I think you always want to try new things. Sometimes it doesn't work in...
What's he originally from again?
Attack Attack.
So
he played guitar in that band.
But were they the ones that did Crabcore?
Yeah, they started Crabcore. Yeah. So, like, Caleb Shomo's from that band. Yep. Austin Carlisle's from that band.
They all did. Well, isn't Austin Carlisle canceled or something?
Well, he's canceled, yeah. Now he is, but back then he wasn't.
Oh, boy. Can I say something about this EP?
Yeah.
I thought Iggy Pocket was 10 times better.
I think it is better.
I was a little disappointed. I was actually very disappointed because it wasn't, I don't know, like, Iggy Pocket, like, blew my mind.
Yeah.
And this one was, like, it's different.
Yeah.
So it's not, I think I came in with expectations and left with, like, well, this isn't what I expected.
Had you heard any Bill Murray before you heard Iggy Pocket?
I'd understand a little bit better.
Because, yeah, I feel like that album, I mean, even with me, that album kind of, because I liked some Bill Murray songs, but then after Iggy Pocket came out, I'm like, oh, I fucking love this. Mm-hmm. And then I went back and, like, started listening to more of his back catalog. But when this came out, it was like, because I didn't like the first single off of this, actually.
Oh, okay.
The Lord Farquaadzilla. I was like, this could be a little bit better. And then he releases the rest of the EP. I'm like, oh, not quite as good as Iggy Pocket, but I still really fucking dig it.
I'll have to dig back into it again. Yeah. I knew my buddy Ray really dug this EP.
Yeah.
And I was like, got really excited for it. And I was like, just at first wasn't for me, but, like, I've learned about myself that it takes a while for me to really get into music. Like Less Than Jake's new record, like, surprised me recently. So
I need to go back to that one. I listened to it a little bit while we were off because I was on, like, a little ska kick. I have found that I really do like Less Than Jake.
Yeah,
I listen to Jake's Anthem a lot.
Anthem's their best record.
Yeah. I kind of started with it. I need to branch out into different.
Hello, Rockview.
I'll check that one out.
Quickly became my second favorite. Really? I honestly, I slept on it for so long.
They're like Newfound Glory. They've got a fucking gigantic discography.
Oh, it's so hard to keep up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I think all their releases are good in one way or another, but, like, I definitely have my favorites. And Anthem's up there, and then Hello Rockview is now probably my second favorite.
Yeah. I'll have to give that one a listen. But, yeah, back to Bill Murray. Like, all the features on this EP, like, I think there are only women vocalist featured on this one, which is actually really cool. In this song, like, the girl's voice is, like, super, like, atmospheric, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful. But yeah, if you liked Iggy Pocket, like, definitely check this one out if you haven't heard it yet. Or if you're kind of skeptical on Bill Murray, I would say start with Iggy Pocket and then come to this one.
I don't think anyone could listen to Iggy Pocket that, like, isn't into like what we listen to and not enjoy it.
Yeah.
It blew me away.
It's phenomenal. 100%. Yeah. This EP is really good too. So, I would definitely come back to this.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I got, the EP Torn in Two. I want to recommend the song Teeth.
The medicine isn't kicking in, but life is kicking my teeth out on the floor again. And I'm losing it. So be
like this one?
I like Teeth a lot. Yeah. It took me a little bit to, like, fully love it, but yeah, I do love this song. It's not my favorite off it.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, my gripe with, like, well, my gripe, well, you haven't said who it's by, but it's like,
it's by Real Friends.
Yeah. My gripe with Real Friends is, like, they have some really good songs and, like, they have some absolute bangers, and then they fall back into this pattern of, I don't know, a lot of their stuff in my mind kind of falls into a pattern of sounding the same. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, new singer, it'll be a fresh start. And then there's a couple songs, or like Teeth, and then the other single that they put out before this, not Nervous Wreck, but the song that came out with it. Like, I like it. I like them both, but I just feel like, I don't know, something in both of them just isn't working for me.
Interesting.
In my mind.
Okay.
I mean, like, I gave this EP a, like, couple listens, and, like, it's a positive note from me. Like, I'm excited to see them when they come to Des Moines, but, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, all right, well.
You can get into why you like it, though.
Yeah, let me get started. It's great to see Real Friends come back.
Yeah.
Real Friends, like, shitting on him. No, he wasn't.
No.
The new vocalist, as much as I love Dan Lambert, is fantastic, and I think he really shines. I think I honestly don't think they could have picked a better replacement.
I don't think so either.
He's different enough, but similar enough to like really make the impact that they need to do.
Yeah.
I like you might disagree with me on this, but I feel like he was wasted talent on Youth Fountain. He's pushed to the sides.
He was kind of relegated to the back, but if you listen to his other band, Parting Ways, he's the actual lead vocalist in it, and it's really fucking good.
I haven't listened to that yet.
Yeah,
I'll have to check that out.
I think that Youth Fountain was more so of a side project for him. And
really?
It was more so a solo project for Tyler, lead singer. So, continue on.
Oh, I shall. I think the new songs are catchy and have great heart to them, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The vocalist sells the new song so well, and I feel like the instruments have a new and welcome shine as well.
Yeah.
I feel like for some reason they were kind of stale. New Friends,
New Friends.
That's what their band.
That's what they should be now.
Yeah. Real Friends. I think the first and second albums sounded very similar to
me.
And then their newest one was like amazing.
Yeah.
I still think it's their best release as a band.
I agree with you on that.
And then with this, it was like the instruments. Like, I thought like they started shining a lot better. I don't know if it's the mixing or the playing.
I think once they started leaning more so towards a pop sound.
Yeah.
They
were really going for like a Midwest emo vibe.
Yeah.
And they completely dropped it on the last record.
Yeah.
And this one just emphasized that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what it is. I just think the instruments sound really great on this. I'm going to give it to the mixing. I think that's mainly what it is.
Yeah.
Because I think they've always been good players.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Some nice shine there. And then I said, you can catch me rocking out to this EP for years to come.
Oh, really?
And so am I going to come back to it? Absolutely.
You're going to catch him rocking out to this for years to come.
For years to come. However, I do think the non-singles, Remedy for Reality and Spinning, didn't really catch my ear like I'd like them to. I really think those were B-sides for some reason.
I agree with you.
I honestly, every time I like listen to them, I'm like, skip. I can't help it. I gave them their fair shot. Maybe I'll come back and like them more later.
Yeah.
Also, the remixes are not meant for me.
No.
And I hope they steer away from this type of music. I have no idea why they added it. Like, Teeth like had like more of a rock spin for its reimagined, as they called it. And that was okay. It honestly gave me feelings like if they would have released that as the original, it would have been in the same mix as the Remedy for Reality and Spinning.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know what it is. I just, man, the reimagined things, I'm almost upset that they put them on there. Because it gives me fear that they're going to try to do something like that.
With their next release?
Yeah, their next release is going to be more towards that than it is what they did originally.
Well, and it's their first EP back too, so they're trying new things as well.
Which is I'm all for bands trying new things unless I hate it and then I don't want them to do it.
I feel like Nervous Wreck is my favorite off of this EP, and so I held that to such a high standard, and then everything else that I listened to after that, I'm like, yeah, it's good, but
I actually prefer the other single that
I know you,
with it. Yeah. That's Storyteller or something like that.
That one's actually, I take back what I said earlier about Teeth. Or yeah, is this song called Teeth? Or
the one that we played is Teeth. We played the other two songs before in the show.
I feel like Storyteller and Nervous Wreck are the best two off of that.
Yeah,
in my opinion. And then Teeth is all right. I don't know.
Not for you. You're just not vibing with it.
Yeah,
which is like completely fair.
Yeah,
but I'm a sucker for acoustic-y.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, like the it gives me like Backstreet Boy vibes. So I was about it.
Yeah, we all know you love the Backstreet Boys.
But I do want to say, I do see some people enjoying the remixes for what they are.
Yeah.
And to those people, more power to you.
Yeah, it's just something different.
Yeah, something a little nicer. You know, because they know their market, and that's not their market.
Yeah.
So to me, it was just a weird choice, but I'm not going to pick on them too much for it.
Yeah, I honestly can't wait to see what else they put out.
Yeah.
Within the next couple. Or upcoming.
I bet in a year they drop an album.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was something to hold everybody over after they announced.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're not dead.
We're not dead. We got a new singer.
I mean, I think it was great publicity for them.
Oh, absolutely.
I've never seen more people talk about Real Friends until that EP dropped.
It was really smart, too, because they all kind of went silent. Mm-hmm. Like radio silent.
That's the way to do it. You know, like if you really want to make an impact, like be super quiet until it's here, then it's like kick it all out.
It's absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I think it was a unique choice for them to release two new songs right away. I know Neck Deep did that for one of their albums, and from what I can tell, it worked very well. Like, because once you listen to one song, you're like, well, I gotta listen to the other one.
Well, yeah, like Pacific just did that too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get into that.
I figured we would. Yeah. But yeah, that's how I feel about the EP. I think it's great. Don't do the remixes. And, you know, keep up the work. I think they really have something. Like, I think that they know how to make a catchy song.
Yeah.
And I think that that's how this band shines, is for how catchy it can be. Like, the guitar riffs are great. New vocalist, fantastic. Never going to complain about that. Of course, I'm going to miss Dan. He's still in Rationale, but I don't really like their...
I'm not a big fan of their new EP either.
I haven't listened to it yet. Yeah. I'm too afraid to, because I don't think I'll like it either.
Yeah.
I think it's got potential. Honestly, they put great musicians together, and then they don't, like, really put... Like, I'm really into mixing. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I hate doing it. But I love, like, when a good mixer comes in and makes a great song amazing.
Yeah.
And I feel like they have the potential to make great songs. They're just not really going through with it. I don't know what it is.
With Rationale, they do all the work themselves. So Joe mixes everything himself.
Well, Joe needs to try harder.
He's got to juggle Rationale, Knuckle Puck, and then his solo stuff, too. So.
Well,
he's a busy guy.
Come on, Joe. This is all I get for Dan now, and I need something special.
Yeah.
But anyway, Roper, get to your next one.
All right. My next one is called Butterflies.
Tell me what you're thinking about.
October 1st, it is a single from Between You and Me.
I do like Between You and Me. You love Between You and Me. It's been steering away lately.
I don't know if I
used to love them.
No, I don't necessarily know if I ever did.
Maybe I think, what's the one, like it was on one of our first episodes.
You're talking about In Her Own Words.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're the same band.
No.
I don't know why.
Yeah, there's some songs that I like by Between You and Me. Mm-hmm. Like, Their first album, there's a couple songs off of there. I didn't, like, fall in love with them. But with this song, dude, this song's fucking catchy.
Is it dope?
It is dope. It's really poppy in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And it's got, like, a funky bass line to it. Vocally, it's absolutely amazing. Like,
I'll have to give it a shot. What other songs have they seen?
They have the song called Dakota, where he's like, oh, hey Dakota, you can piss right off.
Yeah, know that one.
Yeah, that one's good.
That's actually the only song I know by them.
I can't remember the other one that I like by them. But I found my buddy Travis and I found them on YouTube before we even knew that they were a band. Because they put out a cover of Nerve, but like an acoustic cover of Nerve.
The story so far.
Yeah, and it was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. These guys are from Australia, too.
Oh, you love the Aussies.
The Aussies are stealing my heart. Mm-hmm. I want to throw my heart like a boomerang over there, and maybe I'll stay.
Well, just don't have a heart attack, man. What up? Dad jokes for the win.
Slap your knee over there. I kind of just stumbled upon this song while we were on our break. I'm like, oh, Between You and Me put out a new song. Let me check this out. And right away, it was like, it starts off with, like, this really bouncy, funky bass line, and vocally, like, he's just, it's amazing. The chorus is really fucking catchy. I was, like, hooked the second I started listening to it. It's got a really nice, like, fun and, like, super poppy energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
That actually, like, caught me off guard, because I wasn't expecting it to be this good.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. I honestly can't wait to see what they put out next. I think they have really high potential to be like the next, like, mix between Mayday Parade and All Time Low.
Oh,
without the allegations.
Okay. Yeah. Without, you know what though? I heard about the All Time Low allegation. I think it's somewhat fresh.
Yeah, because I saw them. I ended up seeing them like 2 days after that statement was released.
Yeah, didn't
a
band drop out about it?
Both openers dropped out.
Who were the openers?
Meet Me at the Altar and Nothing Nowhere. And that's the reason why I bought the ticket to the show.
Oh.
And so I was like pouting for a day. And me and my friend were trying to figure out if they were still going to have the show after those allegations.
Yeah, I mean, if they're true, you know, fuck. Let's just say that
they were really fucking defensive, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they say something on stage?
No, they said something on social media. They put out like a long Twitter statement and then just kind of went silent. So that's why I was like,
I feel like that's the legally smart thing to do.
Well, yeah, but most times if they are like guilty, mm-hmm. which I don't know if they're guilty or not.
Yeah.
I'm not defending them, but most times when people get caught like that, they put out this blanket statement. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry for all the people that I hurt and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and then either the member gets kicked out of the band or the band just stops
mm-hmm.
entirely. And I feel
what member was it?
It was their guitar player.
Oh,
it's like Jacob.
Oh, Jacob.
Or I probably don't even have his fucking name right.
Any like my whole stance on it is like until there's like evidence and it's proven in court, it's like don't ruin a career for like multiple people without like some good fucking evidence
and
other than someone saying something.
If it really did happen, that's really fucking shitty.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending, like I believe it was like statutory rape or something like that.
Yeah. It was with a minor. So
yeah, which is disgusting.
It's really
like,
gross.
Well, but I can't imagine like if like my band were to ever take off and then like there's just some bullshit allegation and my whole career is ruined because of it.
Yeah, and especially if it's something that you didn't do personally.
Exactly.
Like that could
just even that would be even worse where it's like, oh, I had my fucking drummer or something.
Yeah.
Like diddle a kid and then I'm like, fuck, dude, you ruined us.
You just ruined something.
You ruined the fucking name that like I, you know, worked my ass off.
On your own. Yeah.
Yeah, I could only imagine. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm tired of hearing about rape allegations, to be honest.
Yeah.
It sucks either way.
It sucks. It sucks on both behalves.
Mm-hmm.
It really sucks for the victims if it like.
Oh, absolutely.
When it really happens.
Yeah, I can't believe like anyone in that kind of like power would take advantage of someone. So
I can't either.
Naive, you know?
And like,
how does the guilt alone not destroy you?
And also, like, how are you not like, if there is ever a position where you're alone with, and you're a touring band, I feel like. Now, this is me being, like, delusional optimist, but I feel like if you're inviting somebody into your personal space backstage or, like, maybe on a tour bus or something, you should at least, like, double check.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sure. And, yeah, make sure because...
Does she even look remotely under the age regardless of her ID?
Not, yeah. like, that's honestly putting it on the band and the band management, too. Like,
yeah. I don't know. They should be... busy fucking driving.
Yeah, how do they even have time to? Like,
I don't know.
We're not in a band. Like, we're not experts on this.
Yeah, we're not.
Hopefully,
I did move a drum kit recently, though, and I gained some new appreciation.
Yeah,
I was a fucking bitch. Yeah, it sucked dick. But anyway, sorry for that depressing conversation.
Well, it's been 2 months.
Yeah, we had to jump on some old news, too.
But I feel like Between You and Me is very underrated right now, and this single is something that could honestly push them further.
Yeah, is it coming off the album, you think?
I think they are, because they put out another single after that. I don't think I've listened to that yet, but this one's really fucking good. I think I will come back to it because it's really fucking good.
Okay, I like that answer.
Alrighty.
So I got the album Slowly Getting Better. I chose a song that wasn't a single or anything that like always kind of caught my ear, and that was Loving Cup.
Down on the floor again in a crowded room, and a friend of a friend. And when I woke up alone, I was drunk, I was stoned. Had to find a way out and to find a way home.
Came out October 29th from our friends Calling All Captains.
Hell yeah.
Well, we're only friends at the bassist, but
so. we could work harder and try to be friends with the whole band, like our friends in Empty Space.
True, yeah.
But I don't want to move in on their territory either. We should find our own band friends.
Yeah, we need to find like one specific and have them on the show every episode. Sorry for shitting on you guys.
No, we love you.
Anyway, so it's great to see these guys release their first full length.
Yes.
Like, I think it's, I don't, I don't want to say it's like a long time coming, but I think like it felt like a while.
Well, they put out their EP in 2019 and they fucking skyrocketed.
I think, yeah, I think they like got a lot of fans from that. And I think I think as a band, like the moves they're making are really impressive.
Yeah. And they're all like super fucking chill guys. Like, yeah, super from nice.
What we've experienced, they seem really cool. I'm excited to see where they go into careers and watch them really take off. I think this album and the EPs are going to take them somewhere special.
Yeah. They have their like own unique sound.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, like,
they kind of give me like a Hot Mulligan vibe.
Hot Mulligan, a little Beartooth, but I think it's just Nick works for Beartooth. So like, I have that in my mind, but
yeah, no, I could definitely get down with that idea. I think the vocals really stand out on this album, along with all the great guitar riffs. Mm-hmm. Drum work's awesome too. Like, the bass sucked, but other than that, with the release, Real Talk, I think, not that I was, I feel like it, I wanted more from it.
Yeah.
You know, that was my only thing. I really do enjoy the record. I think I just like held these guys at like such a high standard that it wasn't going to quite hit no matter what they did. I
think you hyped yourself up a little too much.
I did. They had some great singles that came along. And, but I do think the singles mix very well with the record.
I think this record is fantastic.
Yeah. I think there's a lot that's going on here that I love. Yeah. But I don't ever want to be like, oh, I loved it so much. And then people are like, why? And I'm like,
but you can love something without having an explanation to it.
Sure. Absolutely. I think their EPs are always going to be a standout for me so far. You know, it's probably like Knucklepuck for me. I'm always going to like their EPs more than I like their like other releases. But I hope that's not the same for, amusing calling all captains band.
I can't wait for them to put out more shit.
Me either. I think with every release, they're going to do something special.
They were sitting on this thing for like a year, too, so they're probably ready to fucking go.
Mm-hmm. Get some new stuff out there. Mm-hmm. I bet we wait a year or two.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So I do think I'm going to come back to this. I bet we have a few years before we hear anything from these guys. I'm really excited to see how they grow and become the next big band. I genuinely think they're going to like follow the footsteps of Hot Mulligan because they blew the fuck up.
They're
selling out their first headlining tour.
And they've got
that's amazing.
A nice like cult following that just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. And I think Calling All Captains will hit those footsteps.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe, like, I feel like I know I've been comparing them a lot lately, but I think the vocals kind of match up in a weird way.
Yeah.
Luke has more of a bassier.
He's got more of a deep.
Yeah.
Unclean vocals. And then Connor, their guitar player, has been screaming and singing on this one too, I believe.
I was curious if there's this one scream in the song where I'm like, I don't think that's Luke.
I think it's
I've been listening to it like front to back.
Tailspin, where it sounds like it you think it's Connor or you think it's Luke, but it's actually Connor.
Interesting.
So fucking good.
Yeah, really excited for these guys.
Yeah.
Hope the best, and hope that maybe they'll come back on the show one day.
I hope so. I'm sure all we have to do is just ask our buddy Nick.
That's true. Yeah. All right. You're up next, bud.
All right. And my fifth and final single.
Why are you so slow?
I don't know. It's a song called Ketamine Jesus. Careless and broken, just like you know that you are. Didn't do ketamine.
As far as you know, were you there?
I wasn't.
Did you see the myths and the legends?
Not my Lord and Savior. This came out October 8th. It's a single from a band called Like Pacific. I've been waiting a long time for these guys to put out new music.
It's been 2-3 years?
2018
3 years?
Was the last full-length record. They put out that song Hands Tied as well. In 2019 or 2020, which is really good, but I just wanted more. And so
hit your drug.
Yeah. Everything about this song is just like Pacific to a T, and even probably even more. They just keep progressing and getting heavier and more aggressive, and I just fucking love it. Jordan's vocals are fucking amazing. I don't know if it's the higher pitch in him, but like you just feel everything that he's screaming about, like in your spine. Yeah, he's got a lot to be like. I mean, he's just like, he's the man. I feel like he's really pushing himself too on every single that I've heard that has come out. At least I feel like he just keeps pushing himself too, like to get better. And like, I feel like the band sound is getting like way better too, which was already fucking good. But like, I hope this album is like meets the expectations that I'm building up in my mind, because I really loved the past two albums and their first EP. Like, but they're one of my favorite bands too. So ever since I heard their first record, Distant Like You Asked, I was like,
that's the blue one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one is so fucking good.
Here's my opinion, my unpopular opinion.
You like the second record more.
I do like the second. That's my second unpopular
opinion. Oh.
My third one is that, and you're going to hate me for this, I think all their songs sound the same.
I can see that.
I don't know what it is. I don't remember them playing many softer songs. I'd like to hear some more of those thrown in there to see what that they're capable of with that.
A lot more like 22A off of their first record or off their first full length is like the slowest song that I can think of that they put out.
Mm.
But I don't know what it is. They just like hit like.
They hit you, man.
They hit me really well.
That's just your shit.
Slap the shit out of me.
I really like them. I think their second record's my favorite because that's the one I connected the most with.
Yeah.
Distant is good. I feel like I listened to that record first, actually, but for whatever reason, the second one pulled me in.
The second one had some really good singles on it too. Like Had It Coming's really fucking good. I love that song. That one's like more so of a fun song too.
Mm.
I think it's just because I associate it with the music video, but the music video is like really goofy, but I'm definitely going to come back to it. They're putting out their record in December.
I feel like they did that last time too. No, I was cold. I remember it being cold when that record came out.
Yeah.
This is their third full length, right?
Yep. I think their last one came out in like September. September of 2018. I could be completely wrong. That was a long time ago.
I was working in a house and it was cold. I remember listening to it a lot.
But, I think I'm going to come back to this one quite a bit. I think all of the singles that I pick, I'm definitely coming back to. So.
Nice.
Yeah, what's your last one?
Ooh, this was like, I knew from the very beginning that I was going to talk about this.
Oh, I like this one.
Oh, it's good. The song is Haven't Been Doing So Well.
Don't you ever wake up and suspect that you were simply never cut out to be the kind of person.
Released 9/16. That's September 16th, a day after. So I was really upset that I didn't get to talk about this. It's a single from their up and coming record, FTHC, which I think stands for Frank Turner Hot Cookies.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it's by Frank Turner.
Frank Turner Hot Chicken.
Sure.
Yeah. Chicken.
Chicken. And first of all, let me start by saying this. I love Frank Turner.
Yeah.
Frank Turner is like, I don't know if you would classify him as pop punk or anything like that. He used to be in a punk band.
Yeah.
So he has a lot of those roots, but he's more, I really want to say he's more acoustic-y kind of a guy.
Yeah, he's like a mixture. He's like folk punk.
Yeah, folk punk.
Essentially. I've actually been getting into him lately, too.
Oh, dude, Frank Turner. I saw your dad at the bar on Saturday, and he thanked me for my Frank Turner recommendation. And I was like, I love this. Your dad's amazing.
My dad's the man.
I love your dad. So I love this release. I think the message is great. Consistently going back to like a dark place and telling yourself you're not okay and you could use some help, like,
yes.
I think that's like the best. I think that's what songwriting is meant for. I don't think it's meant for shake your butt on a Saturday. Ba-na-na.
But some people are happy and they want to shake their buns on a Saturday.
No happiness.
Not on this podcast.
Not around here.
No fun here.
The rhyme schemes are also great.
I love the flow of the song.
It's he always really had a great talent for that. Like I remember listening. I don't remember if it was. I think he was on the podcast of. Krista Makes a Podcast.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite episodes. And he talks about how when he released his like most popular song, Recovery,
yeah,
that they had said something about it like being too wordy.
Uh-huh.
And then him and I don't know if it's a manager or somebody he worked with was like, fuck you, no.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Don't change a single word. And I think this is like another great example of how it's going to be. I like that it's such a fast-paced song, and there's a harmonica solo in
it
that when it hits, is it good?
It's fucking great.
I think it's fucking fantastic. I have to say, I 100% think that I'm going to be coming back to this. This may be my new favorite song by Frank.
I really hit.
I've listened to it more than most songs.
This is definitely the one that like made me want to like dive deeper into him as well.
Mm-hmm. I also get excited. Or I always get excited for his stuff, and I'm looking forward to the new record. I do want to say this.
He's got another single out, too.
I did. I listened to it. Not my thing.
I haven't heard it yet. So.
It's very punky.
Oh, really?
But, like, not. It's definitely not, like a rhymey, like, catchy song. It's more like just getting some aggression out. Wasn't for me. Frank Turner's albums always go like this. I always find three or four singles that I fall in love with, and then the rest I could give or take without.
Yeah.
Every single one of his records, except Tape Deck Heart, I really like all the way through. But most of his records, I will find the ones I really like and just skip the rest. But like he had this really cheesy song of like a ukulele that I swore was meant for a car commercial, and they said fuck it, put it on the record. I really think that. I think it's
It's called Pick Up Your Ford Broncos Now.
I sell Ford Broncos. I have to look it up.
Welcome to CarMax.
Okay, right? No, I'm just going to play a little bit of it. It's called Little Changes. And I hate it. I have no idea how a punk musician originally could ever be like, no, this is good. Put that on the record. I do genuinely really like the records off of Be More Kind, but
yeah,
could not stand that song.
I'll tell you what, maybe you should be more kind to him and his ukulele songs about cars.
So bad. Okay, are you ready for the next part?
Yeah.
Are any of you listeners in a small and up-and-coming band? If that is the case, we would love to hear from you. If you want to be part of the show, we have a nifty Google form you can fill out to give us all the info we need to get your song submitted. You can find a link to the form in our link tree on any and all of our social medias. Now, Roper!
Uh-huh.
Pay attention.
I am.
This week. Okay, thank you. This week we have Lonely Avenue.
Oh,
with their song "Caffeine Dreams."
Ooh. I could use a little caffeine in my life.
Use some non-nightmares. Lonely Avenue are a band from Sacramento, California, originated in early 2012 as a young pop punk band around the ages of 14 and 15 years old.
That's pretty young.
We spent these years perfecting the style we play to deliver the massive, catchy, kick-to-the-face music you'll love. We currently signed to independent record label, we are triumphant in the process of releasing our new EP, Strong Enough to Fall. Each song is in chronological order, tells a story in its music video. That's cool. Be sure to watch the project as a whole by mid-September.
Oh.
It's already out, guys.
Yeah.
So go check that shit out. And for more of our best, check out our 2019 album, Attack on Robot Pirate Island.
Oh, I like that name.
That's dope. So what's the story about the song, I hear you asking, Roper? It's about losing people when you're chasing your dreams, coping with growing up, embracing a new lifestyle, and becoming willing to take risks.
Sounds pretty pop punk.
It sounds pop punk. Should we kick it?
Yeah, let's kick it. Kick it!
With tired eyes, you fixate on the night where your caffeine dreams enough to sleep.
And I never know the sun.
I thought it was really fucking fantastic.
I think it's a great start off to our up and coming bands.
Yes,
this season,
great season opener. Vocalist hit some insane notes.
Yeah, I was very impressed. I think the lead guitar riffs were fucking
really good.
Love that shit.
Got a beautiful sound.
Talk about the bass. Robert.
Bass was fantastic.
Did you hit those? Feel those bass things?
I did.
Those bass things?
I heard them bass things.
I agree with their like kick you in the face kind of music.
Yeah, I felt
that. Like a hit. I really liked it. I can't say enough great things about this band. I think they're going to be one of those bands that really starts to rear their beautiful faces.
Yeah, we are Triumphant's a pretty big independent label too. So like they signed with
a good label.
They're in good positioning right now, so
that's good. They deserve it. Yeah. I think they're fantastic. I'm looking at their picture on Spotify right now. They're all very beautiful young lads, and the one guy is cut off by lonely, but the rest I can see pretty well.
Rest are attractive.
They're good guys. I like it. I like what I'm seeing. So you guys should check out this amazing band, Lonely Avenue. This was their song, Caffeine Dreams.
Yeah.
Any final words, Roper?
I love it. Keep doing what you guys are doing. I can't wait to hear more from you guys. Actually, can't wait to hear that album.
Mm-hmm. Or is it
EP? EP, there we go. Mm-hmm. And then hear the 2019 album.
And then all the other ones.
And more.
So.
And there's more.
Thank you for giving this band a shot, because I know you're going to.
Yes.
Roper.
Yo.
This was our first episode of season 3.
A long time coming.
I think it went really well. We kind of got back in the groove of things pretty quick.
Got very tangenty.
Mm-hmm.
Which okay. is good.
You guys like the tangents.
I like the tangents.
I like the tangents too. especially when they're depressed. I don't know what it is.
It happens.
You gotta hear those sad things. So much has happened since the last episode. I'm very proud of the little teaser video we put up. I had way too much fun. I was about to export it and show it to Roper, and I was like, no, this needs triumphant music
That's what I told you. I'm like, you gotta add some extra music to it, mm-hmm. or something.
I went above and beyond. I didn't really try super hard by any means, but I was really put in I think the air horns, I don't know what it is, but air horns, no matter where they are, they make
so
me laugh.
Fucking funny.
So Roper be there was I think our new catchphrase from now on. I loved it. And then our little high five at the end, that was all Roper. What I'm trying to say is Roper's very funny.
I wanted to do a high five where you just keep playing the clip of us hitting our hands over and over again. But
that requires video editing skills, and I have very little of those. I have just the bare minimum.
Would you be interested in putting out more videos?
I would be. I honestly, I hate to say it, but I think TikTok is kind of helping a lot of bands and small projects get off their feet. I'd like to do something. The thing is we struggle to get episodes out.
Yeah.
So we're very busy people. We have, Roper has the most friends I've ever seen in my life.
Got a lot of them.
I have the music project, and I work a shit ton now, and I have a girlfriend, and it's just so much that just takes away our time, and we want to just hang out as friends too.
Yeah,
we always go to the bars when we can and make some memories.
Nice thing is winter's coming, so
mm-hmm. Gonna be depressed.
Well, no, not that, but we'll probably get some more free time.
Yeah,
not wanting to go out and freeze our asses off.
Brian will not let us do that.
Brian doesn't even listen to this, so he can.
It's true.
He
should just shit talk Brian.
You guys
don't know Brian. Brian is very I wanted to say animated, but that's not him.
He
at
can
all.
Be.
He
but... can't.
He's just he's like that one guy in the group of friends where you're like, why am I friends with this guy? And you would never give him up. For
yeah, the way that he just kind of bulldogged his way into my life, and I thank God that he did, because he's so fucking funny. He doesn't even know it.
Yeah, that's the best part about Brian. He's the most self-deprecating man I've ever met in my life. Yeah,
but he just has these little nuggets of comedy.
The way we love Brian is the way he hates himself.
Yes.
Poor child.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this. We got a full season ahead of you. Of course, we're always looking for improvements, so if you have any for us, please hit us up on our Instagram.
Yep. Stay tuned for playlist updates, questions that we put out every Thursday.
I don't remember. Something like that.
Yeah. Thursday. Just interact with us.
Yeah. We like to be interacted with. Hit up the social meds.
Yeah.
So we get to hear from you guys. We recently passed 400. I think we're in 430 followers on Instagram now. So if you guys listen to the show and don't follow us, highly recommend you do.
I put
too much work into graphic design.
Yeah. Let me tell them where we're at, because...
Where
we skipped that whole segment. We're at PPES Podcast.
Everywhere.
On all social media platforms.
Mm-hmm. Every single one you could ever think of ever.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Especially MySpace.
Yep.
We should start a shitty MySpace.
Is that even a thing anymore?
I was there a year ago because I was curious. It's still up.
I tried to look up my MySpace from back in the day, and I'm sure it's problematic, but...
I'm sure it's not great.
I think I deleted that back around high school time.
I'm sure mine's still up.
I want to see what I looked like when I was prime emo Roper.
Oh boy, I've seen pictures of you. You definitely look better now. Very proud.
Oh dude, high school me though, when my hair was to my shoulders.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen those pictures.
Yeah, they were all on MySpace, and I don't think I have them anymore.
Everyone wish Roper happy birthday. He put up a birthday post about me, and I didn't even think about it.
I know,
it.
I was going to give
I'm
you
shit. So busy.
I was going to give you shit about it, but it's not a big deal at all.
He hates me now.
I don't hate you at all.
Aw, big sweetie. All right, Roper.
Let's get out of here.
Let's leave.
Let's leave.
What were you going to... This is us closing the door.
Tell everybody a joke.
I already closed the door.
No, open that door back up. Here's Hunter. Here's a joke for you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Not us.